Hello all, I just wanted to formally announce that I am upping my Patreon game. Previously, I had been against paywalls and withholding information behind them because I wanted the information contained to be accessible to all. I still feel that way, but as I have gathered a few loyal patrons over the last year who signed on solely out of the goodness of their hearts, I started feeling that I wanted to show them my appreciation by giving them a subset of content that was especially for those who had shown me their generosity. So then it became more about reciprocity as opposed to exclusivity. So as of now, I will be offering my patrons not only exclusive bonus episodes, starting with this one, but early access to regular episodes, sometimes weeks before they are posted publicly. Also, if you click on the Patreon link below, you will see that I've added premiums to the higher pledge tiers. These will probably evolve with time, but I use Patreon's premiums as a placeholder until I find something that works better. So, I hope that if you find this podcast worth at least a dollar a month, you'll click the Patreon link below and become a contributor. Thank you so much, and here are a few tidbits from the Patreon episode.
Well, I mean, talking about drugs and music, that will easily lead me to Coil, obviously did shitloads of drugs while they were making music. But
actually, that's kind of a myth in a way, because they did. Well, I mean, you know, like, I'm not saying they never took drugs. Yes, they did take drugs, but usually when we were making music, we didn't take drugs. When we were making the music, we worked, you know, we would kind of, we take the drugs later and, or before, or, you know, but generally not, because when we were actually, you know, in the studio creating, that was a kind of time to concentrate and talk intelligently about what we're trying to do.
On the Music to Listen to in the Dark, Volume 1, that first song, Are You Shivering, used to be for a long time, it was my Come On to Salvia Divinorum song.
Right.
Yeah, wow. That's such a good, hard to describe, but actually that whole album, which you played on that, right?
Yeah.
Amazing stuff.
I bought Horse Rotivated when it came out.
Oh yeah, great album.
I remember going into a record store. I knew nothing about Coil at this time. And I saw the sleeve of Horse Rotivator, and first it was the title that grabbed me. I thought, wow, what a great title. And then I looked at the sleeve and I saw the titles of all the songs.
Oh, yeah.
Back. And I thought, shit, anybody who has these things for titles, The Anal Staircase, Penetralia, I thought, I have to buy this record.
Yeah.
How bad can it be?
And the first 5 minutes after death.
All the titles. I just thought, wow, this has to be good stuff.